she write, read back exactly how it's to be written?
Oh, certainly, oh, I bet she can.
Hmm? Are you kidding me? You guys changed it around so much, I can't.
Well, I mean, we need
to. That's why we want to know what you have.
It's jumbled.
Okay.
Honestly, I don't even want it because it's jumbled.
Okay,
he needs to put in for combat.
Yes. So are we to a point? Okay.
I'd rather have Bill write what he thinks it should be.
As soon as council has his ears our way.
Yeah, I'd be more comfortable with Bill reading what he wants it to say.
I'm ready to go through all the little changes.
Yeah, could you and speak slowly so I can get it down perfectly?
Sure.
Yes, and the mic.
Okay, starting with the resolution itself on page 3, the whereas at the top, and it's going to read, whereas, although the EIR identifies mitigation measures, and then it's going to read, that have been prepared and set forth, dot, 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 deleting out and a mitigation monitoring and reporting program. Does that make sense? The next thing is skipping ahead to Exhibit A3 to the resolution on page 1. In the first paragraph, we're going to change section 15168 to section 15161 as a technical correction. On page 2, on the next page, we're going to correct the typo of 944 guests to 844 guests.
622.
No, 622. He's corrected.
Oh.
Just the typo. Okay. He's just correct.
Okay.
The typo.
Okay.
Oh. On page 4 of that same exhibit, the paragraph that says mitigation measure 8.1. should read, prior to the initiation of construction of habitable structures. So that second of is added in there. And then at that same paragraph at the very end, last sentence, deleting everything after the word or. So that or as the county and CAL FIRE determines necessary will not be part of the rest of the exhibit. Then I believe we are going to delete section on page 17 of that exhibit, section 6, statement of overriding considerations in its entirety. And instead, it will say the Planning Commission recommends reducing occupancy of the project to 622 persons meets all the physical infrastructure of the project and a substantial portion of the project goal to increase the ministry. Further, okay, the noise element would be reduced to less than significant. I left that, I left the word then out of my typing here. Would be reduced to less than significant by the reductions of persons occupying the camp and correspondingly generating less traffic.
How are you doing, Jeanine?
Well, you went to have this. Okay.
Are you happy, Jeanine? No, let me rephrase that. Are you content with the language that you have on the screen?
It's not up to me.
No, no, no. But do you feel you've captured
Yeah, I mean, when I do the final minutes and we do all that, I will. I also listen to the. So for the audio, yeah, I always.
We need it for the motion to.
I'm not. Am I reading the motion?
He's leaning on you as.
To give me the verbiage.
Oh, you're going to make the motion? Okay.
So those are all.
Yes.
Amendments and additions.
Yes.
To the staff report.
And if I may add one more thing, I just want to be clear as part of the CEQA record that what I just read, that last paragraph, should be considered as an alternative project. So we could retitle Section 6 from Statement of Overriding Considerations to Alternative Project Number 4, parentheses, Reduced Occupancy, parentheses.
She's going to read it?
Well,
you've got to start out.
You need to do a motion that's going to say with, you can simply say with the changes, modifications, and amendments as stated earlier by council.
Okay. Ready to go?
You guys ready for a motion?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Give it a shot.
Okay.
Commissioner Beal.
I move that we adopt resolution of the Planning Commission of the County of Siskiyou recommending that Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors approve Kidder Creek Orchard Camp Zone Change Z-14-01 and approve the use permit UP-11-15, approve the project's environmental impact report, make all findings required in the Environmental Quality Act, CEQA, for the Kidder Creek Orchard Camp Change Z-14-01 and approve the use permit -11-15 to include the recommendation of the City County Council
County Council's alternative measure
four. To include County Council's recommendation of alternative
project
four.
Reduced occupancy.
Yeah.
That
sounds good to me.
Okay, Janine, you're good? Okay, do I have a second? Commissioner,
so move.
Commissioner Mello, seconds. This is a roll call vote, as it is a zone change.
Commissioner Hart.
Yes.
Commissioner Mello.
Yes.
Commissioner Beal.
Yes.
Chair Fowle.
Yes. Project is approved.
So this then goes to the Board of Supervisors.
Yes.
Just so that everybody knows. Between now and when the Board of Supervisors hears this, the mitigation and monitoring plan will be put together and presented to them as a package.
And it needs to be done before the first reading, doesn't it?
Yes.
Council?
Well, it should be. That is the first step of the final approval.
Okay, and the documents for the first reading will be publicly available, same time frame as we are 10 days prior?
Well, first of all, I think we're going to get, if we get the MMRP, I think sooner, we're going to get it as soon as we can to you.
Okay. That's what I was looking at. Okay.
We're not going to wait to do a Brown Act agenda publication to you. We'll get it to you fast.
Good. Okay.
Thank you. So in all this process, will this thing ever come back to us again?
You know, the Board of Supervisors could send it back.
Look at the MMRPs and they'll say,
this has been a seven-year process
for these people?
2016.
2014 was when it started.
14. So, I don't want to stub our toe now and screw up procedurally here. And we've already made a motion to send it to them. Just be prepared to see it back.
Yeah, not.
Well, no. You know, not all counties
have a planning commission separate from the Board of Supervisors. Some counties act as the planning commission as well as the Board of Supervisors.
Well, I know we're not, but it's one of those, is something going to then come up between now and whenever they get this thing that's going to cause them to, oh, wait a minute, we're going to back up and come back to these.
Well, they could.
Well, us again to revisit this.
That's always there.
If they do, then we'll deal with it.
Okay.
You know, I think we've done a good job. And I want to thank staff. If some of you are missing, those that everybody's included here. Because I know this is, I know what it's done to me. He talked about pages. I read every one of them darn things.
It broke our copy machine.
I got a stack of paper at home that high. And the last one, I said, no more paper. If I need to look up something, I'll look it up.
You're retired. You got all day.
Yeah.
All right. So we're bringing this back into focus here.
Yes,
we're getting down a rabbit hole and squirrel hole, and we're not chasing it.
Yes, let's get it
so
done.
Project been approved. On the agenda, item number 4. Thank you all for coming. We're moving down on the agenda. Appreciate the time. Item 4, items
now
for the
fight starts.
Items for discussion and direction. Any?
No.
Okay. Future meeting, next regular, December 21st. Correspondence, we received the oral transcription of Murray Taylor's. We all had a chance to read that prior to that last project. Staff comments?
None.
Janine, do you have anything for us? Okay, I will.
Nothing I can say on record.
Commission comments. Commissioner Beal.
No.
Commissioner Mellow.
Happy Thanksgiving to each and every one of you.
Thank you.
And your families.
Commissioner Harper.
We haven't seen the last of this.
Yes, we have.
We're going to see it back.
It's maybe addiction.
I hope not, but I just,
you know.
I don't
know
what
happened
with Crystal Geyser. I think we're
going to
see it back.
I have nothing. Adjourned.